Thanks, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. All right, it's time for Studio 435, our weekly segment, bringing you some of the best live music Chicago has to offer in our Allstate Showcase studio, which is turning into a jam session tonight. We got some good stuff lined up tonight. One of my faves, one of Chicago's faves, the soul singer-songwriter J.C. Brooks, the J.C. Brooks Band. J.C. Brooks has been part of the Chicago music scene for a couple decades now. He's part of the J.C. Brooks and the Uptown Sound, of course, his solo career as well. He's releasing new music with his band. The new album is called The Neon Jungle. It can be found on all the streaming sites. J.C. Brooks Band is about to head out on tour. Their next gig in Chicago is going to be June 2nd at Joe's on Weed Street. J.C. Brooks, good to see you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me in. Oh, my decades on the Chicago music scene. We've just, decade. God,
it's starting to get there.
Makes you feel old, though.
I remember Schadenfreude and J.C. Brooks at a show together at the Hideout. It would have been 2008. And you guys were already, you guys were long in the tooth at that point.
No, we just started in 2007. Yeah.
That's a year. It's still a year.
Oh, God, anyway, is that long for bands?
That's a long time. Well, let's talk about your this new music. I mean, you've got a new album out. I listened to it. It's great. I didn't realize it when I listened to it. It's funny because the bio says it's an album-length depiction of one crazy, incredible night out. I didn't read that till now. Like, okay. I read that and sort of like, oh, that's what the album is. But talk about the concept of writing this record and putting it out sort of on the idea of a great night.
Initially, when we started writing the follow-up to Howl, it was Howl is I love it. I think it's personally some of my best work lyrically, but it's such a melancholy album. And
right.
And we wanted to write something that was more fun, more party vibe, and that's kind of how we got into this. And we started talking Chicago nightlife, and then as we were writing, I kind of was able to mentally like weave these songs into a like linear narrative, and that's kind of how it all came together. And unfortunately, that isn't as represented in the current track list right now, because we wanted to give it a little bit more more of a sonic dynamic than necessarily a narrative one.
Yeah, I mean, you're a longtime musician. I mean, how important is it for you to find a nice partnership or collaboration with the musicians to make an album come to life? Because you may have an idea where you're like, all right, here's the 11 songs I want to do.
Yeah.
But there are producers and other people who are like, you know what, you really want track 3 to jam, or you want, slow it down. How important is it to have that kind of conversation?
It's really important, because when you're working on something, you can get, you're up close all the time, and having an outside eye it just gives you some perspective whether or not you take that advice. So I think it's super important to always be open to those voices and to these suggestions, because at the end of the day, some people want to make an album that's purely them, purely that individual, and they don't care, whether it is accessible or good or not. And I just want to make something that people can enjoy. That's kind of been our thing since the beginning.
Yeah,
is
right.
Just come on in, put a pen in your problems and enjoy this, and then pick them back up whenever you're done with us.
But I mean, I've already had texts tonight that have said, J.C. Brooks, I love J.C. Brooks. I love going out to see J.C. Brooks, because you've been a staple on the Chicago music scene, the indie scene, for years now, with the band before and now with your band. I mean, talk about let's just say instead of multiple decades, let's say 10 years or so. But, I mean, talk about how it's changed. I mean, for you to be rocking out Joe's on Weed Street or Double Door in its heyday or Hideout or anything like that. I mean, do you noticed the change in Chicago at being sort of a veteran of the scene now?
I wouldn't say that I notice a change so much. The scene is the scene is the scene. But I would say, obviously venues are changing. We just took a big hit this past year with the Double Door, but I don't know. It's, Yeah, Chicago's always had a great sense of community in its various artistic scenes because, you know, mm-hmm. I come from the theater world too,
right,
and
right.
there is always this kind of cohesion, and I don't want to say non-competition, but it's there is definitely a lot more community than I've seen in other places, so it keeps it from feeling too much like this thing that is changing or spinning out of control or anything like that, you know. And mm-hmm. it's not like there's been some like huge Chicago, like, oh, remember when like crumping happened and, you know, and all the Southern rap was on fire, you know. It's like there hasn't been a huge game changing shift in the
style,
industry in
right,
that way
right,
or style
right,
that
right.
way. So no, it doesn't feel like, not to say that things aren't evolving, but it doesn't really feel like some sweeping, shocking, you know, gasp change because yeah, it's a really supportive
well,
community.
I will say this. I mean, I think of your sound and it's evolved. I mean,
oh.
from what you do now, I mean, listening to all day to Neon Jungle, I mean, the stuff that I mean, it's a different genre of music. I mean, what you played with Uptown Sound,
sure.
and that was a little bit more soul kind of straight ahead. But this definitely feels like a more mature project. It's not just playing the songs that you know, the sort of rhythm and blues kind of songs that I don't know, that you came up with, but they seem to be a little bit more about you.
Yeah, it definitely is. It is a little bit more reflective of kind of my style and energy, but it's also reflective of the entire group, because this album was written as we were just becoming a group. You know, this is we are not the Uptown Sound, but we are still, you know, we grew into that. It's not like it was like goodbye Uptown Sound, all new band,
yeah,
right here.
Right.
So, but it was us really learning how to write together, because we didn't all write as a band back in the Uptown Sound days. So I think that while the energy I feel is like more reflective of who I am, I love that the album does sound like so many things, because it was, you know, us bringing all of our stuff to the table and then extruding it through what we do and how we sound. So,
what I love about the record, and not to call out, but I mean, the keys are great. I mean, there's really the synth sound that I don't know. There's something it's like you said. I mean, the record that you had before was a little bit more you sort of. In a slower kind of, it was a dark record.
yeah, and it was definitely but, me at the
yeah,
time.
But yeah. I mean, how often as a musician do you find yourself, does your music reflect where you're at in your life at that time?
It kind of has to, you know. I mean, if you're writing from an honest place. Granted, this album reflects where I was about, you know, like a year ago to now.
Specifically on one night, right?
Yeah, but it's one night in 1987, so that is where I was about 30 years ago. but no, it. I feel like it is very reflective of the crap, I lost the thread. Sorry, I looked up.
Reflective of your life or like.
Where yeah. Of where I am, like mentally and emotionally. You know, when we made Hal, it was during a kind of darker period in my life and in our old guitarist Billy's life, and then when we recorded it, we were up in Montreal for 2 weeks in the middle of winter, and you know, it was this like really weird thing where we were sequestered from each other, and we made an album about loneliness, and so it was almost like method acting.
Oh man,
like method recording.
Well, how much does it play in that you have a theater background, that you're an actor, that you, how much does that play into the music that you put together?
I think that I mean, it definitely does come through in our live show and the things that we do, you know, in bits that we have and things that we build into the show. But I think that as far as the musical creation, it affects my songwriting, my storytelling, because I've always, it kind of, in my songs, I kind of tell linear stories, and I think it's because of that, like, everything has a cause, everything has subtext, and everything has to build to the
beginning,
next
middle,
thing.
End, right?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, and it's, I kind of envy songwriters who can write beautiful songs that aren't necessarily tethered to this rigid through line. And that's kind of one of the ways that just constantly being aware of narrative has kind of affected the music, my songwriting.
J.C. Brooks is in studio, the J.C. Brooks Band. The album is The Neon Jungle. Here's what we're going to do. The next gig in Chicago is on June 2nd. Joe's on Weed Street. We'll take a break. We'll get a little sound check here, and we'll hear some music. The J.C. Brooks Band, Studio 435. Stay with us. It's Studio 435. Live here in the Allstate Showcase Studio. The band is in position. I think what we're going to do, just because there's a lot going on, the J.C. Brooks Band in studio, we'll do the talking now, and we'll put all the music in the second half. What do you think of that, J.C.?
That sounds great.
J.C. Brooks in studio, the new album, The Neon Jungle, which can be found on all streaming sites. They got a tour that's starting up here. The next time you guys are in Chicago will be Joe's on Weed Street on June 2nd. Let me name the guys in the band here. J.C. Brooks, of course, Alec Lerman on guitar, Theodore Barry the Fourth. That's nice. That's nice on bass. Jeremy Tromberg on keys, Kevin Marks on the drums, and Jovia Armstrong on percussion. You mentioned you're also doing a Pledge Now campaign. What are you doing?
We've teamed up with Pledge Music to kind of raise some money to help us, you know, get out there and tour some and promote this new album. And we got all kinds of stuff that we're going to do, private house concerts, all kinds of things.
So
auction off dates with us.
Is that the way, I mean, as you move forward in music and you don't necessarily have a record label that's paying the ways and things like that, I mean, is the idea of going direct to your fan base to say, hey, we'll come do this if we can get the money to do that, is that the way of the future for music?
Probably. It seems like it's the way of the future for any sort of, like, innovative thing. But, like on Pledge right now, there's, like, Ani DeFranco, Melissa Etheridge,
right.
Like Keith Richards.
Yeah.
They're all, like, running Pledge campaigns where I'm like, Keith Richards, really? I know what kind of money you got. Nah.
No, but I feel like every time we even have a touring artist on, we'll talk to Matthew Sweet, and he's like, "Yeah, I'm doing this Kickstarter for my new album." I mean, it just seems like this is the new future way.
It used to seem so shameful,
yeah.
Though, where I'm like, "Yes, please, hat in hand, give me money."
The guys who did Super Troopers, the Broken Lizard, they kickstarted their entire Super Troopers 2, which is coming out.
Oh,
so
what?
The idea of going straight to an audience and just bypassing the middleman is not, I mean, you're right. At one point, it might have had a sort of shameful stink on it, but I don't think it does anymore. I think that's the way the business works.
Yeah, yeah, actually, because, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just to get you out in front of that person. You know, I don't think that there are that many, like, Streisands who are just like, I'm a studio artist only. Yeah, like, I mean, if you can be a studio artist only, God bless you. But, you know, yeah.
Do you, as a musician, and you're so well known as a stage musician, I mean, the band Uptown Sound, but also the J.C. Brooks Band, you guys, when you get on stage, it's electric. Do you have to, I mean, talk about that relationship with being, you know, recording in a studio and being a great live band. Do you have to sort of play that out? What's that relationship like?
I mean, it is what it is. I kind of hate being in the studio. There's a lot of pressure because, you know, even though nowadays I should be over it because everything lives forever because the internet. But, you know, it's one of those things where you're like making a permanent record and you want everything to be perfect. And, you know, it's really stressful for me personally. I know other people enjoy the studio more, and it's not that I hate it, but
you like
I
the feel
do
of
definitely.
The moment. Right?
I mean, who hasn't made a milkshake out of Tums? You know, so good.
So good.
So chalky.
The J.C. Brooks Band in Studio 435 tonight. J.C. Brooks, Alec Lehrman, Theodore Barry IV, Jeremy Tromberg, Kevin Marks, and Jovia Armstrong. We'll take a break and get an update from Rob Martier on the Tonight's News. And we come back, we'll supersize the second half of this thing and just get a couple tracks in a row here with the J.C. Brooks Band. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right. Stay with us. All right, back here in Studio 435 and 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Exciting. In studio tonight, the J.C. Brooks Band, J.C. Brooks. The album's called The Neon Jungle. It can be found on all the streaming sites. J.C. Brooks Band about to head out on tour. The next time they play here in Chicago, it's going to be June 2nd at Joe's on Weed Street. They are ready to go. We're gonna try one of these songs. We've been jamming out. There's an audience here on Michigan Avenue. They're ready for you guys. This song's called Drive. Is that right? All right, here it is. Drive to J.C. Brooks Band. Take it away, guys.
It's 2:23 in the jungle. Sunrise is miles away. Street light is burning out my window. I feel the current in the city below, an electric thrill. I just can't sit still. On the other side of the door, everything that I'm looking for. You call me, I'm always down. I'm there when the man comes around. Grab some cash. You can't confuse us with sense. We live fast. We never learn to strain. I'm driving on through the night to the other side. We live like we will never die. Can't be satisfied. I'm driving. We live like we will never die. Ooh. Can't be satisfied. They say you gotta go faster. It's the only cure. Keep that pedal bent right down to the floor. Got no time to delay. I sold my soul to the future yesterday. Now I'm driving on through the night to the other side. We live like we will never die. No, no, can't be satisfied. I'm driving on. No control when it grew. We live like we'll never die. We run and we don't know why, but we keep rolling out. Stop until we're complete. No, that's why I'm driving on through the night to the other side. We live like we will never die. No, no, can't be satisfied. Oh, oh, I'm driving on through. sign, yeah. We live like we will never die. No, no, get it, y'all. Can't be satisfied, no. That's why I'm driving home through the night.
Yeah! Yeah, that's great. That's amazing. The J.C. Brooks Band. Let's get some rock. Hey, what do you guys think out there? The crowd out on Michigan Avenue.
All right, man.
All right, there you go. The J.C. Brooks Band. The album is The Neon Jungle, which is can be found on all streaming sites. It's about to hit up on tour on the next gig in Chicago. Joe's on Weed Street on June 2nd. That's J.C. Brooks, Alec Lehrman on guitar, Theodore Barry IV on bass, Jeremy Tromberg on keys, Kevin Marks on drums, and Jovia Armstrong on percussions. Why don't we do this? We'll take a quick break, come back, we'll soundcheck, we'll hear two more. The J.C. Brooks Band here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Studio 435, our regular weekly showcase, bringing you some of the best live music Chicago has to offer tonight. One of Chicago's favorites, J.C. Brooks, the J.C. Brooks Band. They have a new album out, The Neon Jungle, which can be found on all streaming sites, of course. And they're about to head out on tour. They'll be back in Chicago on June 2nd. They'll be at Joe's on Weed Street. J.C. Brooks, Alec Lehrman on guitar, Theodore Barry IV on bass, Jeremy Tromberg on keys, Kevin Marks on drum, and Jovia Armstrong on percussion. All right, we're going to hear some more music. You guys ready to go? Let's do another track here, this one called Watch Me. Take it away, guys.
I can't be trusted with these eyes of lust. Trust me, I can't be forced to play nice. It ain't my style. Trust me, don't sleep, slip, trip. I'll be there to watch you fall. Trust me, it won't be pretty, pretty sick, cry y'all. Pretty sick. Watch me, watch me, watch me. I'm a madman. Watch me, watch me, watch me. I'm a bad man. Watch me, watch me. At the end of the day, I'm sad. Watch me, watch me. Watch me move, watch me dance now. You'd be surprised what I do with my hands, yeah, yeah. Watch me move, watch me dance now. Please don't waste your time on me, no, 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 no. Change who you want me to be. Trust me, I'll resist, I'll persist, I'll make your life a living hell. Don't stop, block, park your heart in these hands, no, no. It won't be pretty, pretty sick, right? Yo, dude, that's so sick! Watch me, watch me. I'm a madman. Watch me, watch me. They tell me I'm a bad, bad man, yeah. Watch me, watch me. At the end of the day, I get so sad. Sad about you, baby. Y'all know we're all losing this game of love, right? It's because we're constantly seeking out something brand new. What's slightly used to do, and it's probably better for you, you know? So I said, please, baby, baby, please, baby, baby, keep me around. You won't even know that I'm here tonight till I want some. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah!
Watch me move. Watch me dance now. No, no, no. upset about you, baby.
Oh, no.
I'm mad, bad, upset about you, baby.
That is why we do Studio 435 right there. The J.C. Brooks Band in studio tonight. Wow, that was great. Watch Me the Track, the album, which is out on all streaming right now. The Neon Jungle J.C. Brooks Band heading on tour. They're going to be in Chicago on June 2nd. Joe's on Weed Street. All right, we'll take a break here, our last one tonight, and we will have one more track from the amazing J.C. Brooks Band in Studio 435 tonight. Stay with us. Studio 435 here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. This is our weekly segment, of course, where we bring you some of the best live music Chicago has to offer. Tonight, one of Chicago's favorites. They've already jammed this studio. We are testing the limits of what the Showcase Studio can do, the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. All right, the JC. You're in great hands. You are. I'm telling you, man. This is good. This is there's a feel to this. I like it. The album Neon Jungle. The Neon Jungle can be found on all the streaming sites, of course. J.C. Brooks Band about to head out on tour. The next gig is going to be at Joe's on Weed Street on June 2nd. All right. Let's hear one more song tonight. This song is called Jungle. J.C. Brooks, the J.C. Brooks Band. Take it away, guys.
Starts. The light screams while the heart talks, and you can feel it coming on the air. It's impossible to bear, 'cause it's a fight that you know you won't win. When the shine of the smile guides you to the reason why, he'll die when it flashes that grin, and you can't find a place to hide. Nothing dark enough in the night, and the breeze caressing your neck might be his breath. I don't mind if my heart is hard to find in the jungle. Sometimes you gotta leave your heart behind to survive. Tomorrow's never kind, so face your death in the mirror, honey. Sometimes you gotta leave it all behind to beat the jungle.
Wow, Studio 435, jamming a night. The J.C. Brooks Band in studio. J.C. Brooks, Alec Lerman, Theodore Barry IV, Jeremy Tromberg, Kevin Marks, and Jovia Armstrong. A tremendous, tremendous performance. That was the song The Jungle. The band, of course, the album that's out right now, The Neon Jungle, can be found on all streaming sites, and they will be playing at Joe's on Weed Street on June 2nd. It's great to see you, as always. As we wrap up here, the music, it's so, I love it. I love it. It's one of the best bands we've ever had in Studio 435. You guys put it together. Bob Ferguson, big hand from Bob.
Yeah.
To be able to pull this off with all the different things that are happening in studio. It's tremendous. So what's next for you guys? I mean, this tour is a big deal. I mean, I was looking at all the dates. I'm like, here we go. This is going to be living the life of the rock star for the summer.
Yeah, and it's only the beginning, man. I'm super excited because there's some places that we haven't been in a while. Like, as we've been recording, we've been kind of laying low and just doing, like, New York, Philly, D.C., and then, like, when we go out to the West Coast, just hitting the big places. So it's going to be nice to actually be driving out and driving our way back and hitting all these places where we haven't been in forever. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
When you talk about summer gigs, are a handful of these going to be outside? I mean, is that the...
I mean, I hope, I think. But then again, that might be terrible because I wear all black and synthetic fabrics because I'm not a smart man. I'm not a smart guy, or maybe I'm just a really good masochist. I don't know. One or the other.
Well, you get it going up there. I remember seeing you at certain. I mean, I've seen you out. So you play outside festivals a lot in the summertime.
Oh yeah,
guys have for years. But I mean, the band as you get ready for this to tour this music. I mean, what are you most excited about when you think about touring this record and bringing it to the places that haven't seen you guys in a while?
Just really getting back out there again. Like, I love living on the as much as I miss my man, hey Rick, and my dog. I love being on the road. I love playing for people and meeting people after the show and giving sweaty ass hugs. And, it's just a thing. It's wonderful and fun. And, I completely lost my train of thought.
That's okay, man.
But no, that's what we're looking forward to. And not to hammer on something, but bring it back around. In order to do that, we got to raise some money. Yeah. And we just launched a Pledge Music campaign, and you can find it on our Facebook page or references to it on the Twitters and the Instagrams and whatnot. And you can help us out, and we got all kinds of stuff that we can give to you, like free concerts and... Oh, God, you can't say that on the radio. But other stuff, fun stuff, stuff that nobody else can get.
That's great.
The JC... Hand concerts and mouth concerts.
Oh, there you go. The J.C. Brooks Band, J.C. Brooks, Alec Lerman, Theodore Barry IV, Jeremy Tromberg, Kevin Marks, and Jovia Armstrong. The album is called The Neon Jungle. We just heard some of the music from it, and they'll be touring. They're going to be in Chicago. Joe's on Weed Street on June 2nd. J.C. Brooks, the band, thank you guys for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having us, Justin.